football on off the ball.
It's the producers in football form. If you're really going to mess up a football club, how could you do it better than this? I just don't think you could.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Matt Doherty says Ireland's game plan worked as they came away from Plovdiv with a 2-1 lead. We get the Bulgarian view of last night's result and we round up the rest of today's football news. First up, Finazaz says Ireland will have to press for a result against Bulgaria on Sunday. The Middlesbrough playmaker scored Ireland's equaliser in a 2-1 first leg win in their Nations League playoff. Zaz spoke to Off the Ball's Nathan Murphy after last night's game.
You've been making a lot of things happen this season, like coming in with, what was it, 10 goals, 11 assists in the championship. I think, you know, the manager himself said yesterday you're red hot. Do you feel red hot? Is this as confident as you've ever been in your football?
It's been a good season, I think. Bar maybe a month, I've been very consistent, and I'm very proud of that consistency. It's something which I came into the season wanting to do, from a physical, mental, everything kind of standpoint. So yeah, I feel like I've just been consistent throughout the season. I'm not getting too high, and I don't get too low on the lows. So I'm just trying to keep that consistency.
And that, does that come just from natural maturity, natural experience, more game time?
Yeah, obviously. I say you're getting older. I'm not old yet, but
24.
You have more perspective on kind of, it's a long season, and the keeping that consistency is the most important thing throughout a season, and that's what kind of I feel like distinguishes you from being a good player to being a top player.
Yeah, you don't strike me as the type of guy who's going to come in on Monday into training to Hamer saying, have you seen what I've been doing? Look at my numbers. I need to be starting. But you'd be within your rights to have that sort of conversation. How do you get that balance of coming in with, you know what, I'm actually playing the best football in my career here. I deserve some opportunities.
I don't really think about that stuff too much. It's that kind of thing is out of my control. Like, I just try and control what I can control, which is my performances, my training, my recovery, making sure I'm fit for the games, and yeah, just trying to maintain the performances.
Yeah. The second half was scrappy and niggly, and there was a lot of bookings. Is there a satisfaction within the dressing room of how you managed that second half, because they certainly didn't really create anything until injury time?
Yeah, I thought our management was outstanding. We're away from home, it's a tough pitch, and yeah, I thought the management was really, really good, and I think the lads were really happy with it.
And Sunday night with a lead, one of the frustrations of Irish supporters might have been through the years that when we have a lead we tend to sit back. Do you feel, having seen Bulgaria now, that there's an opportunity on Sunday night and really go after them in the second leg?
Yeah, we're gonna try and be even better than today, even better than the first half. Come with that aggression, that tempo. I think everyone's really motivated, and there'll be none of that sitting off. That kind of may have happened. That's not going to be our mentality on Sunday.
Matt Doherty headed home what proved to be the winner 3 minutes before the break, and the Wolves defender says the squad made the most of the minimal time they had to prepare for the first leg.
Yeah, look, obviously we didn't have a lot of time to train. Lads on first day recovery, second day recovery leading up to the game. But you watch a lot of video. They explain to you what they want on video. We did do walkthroughs, so we knew exactly what we had to do. We knew the weaknesses of them, we knew the strengths of them. And look, like, obviously we're happy enough with the win, and like, still a little disappointed that we didn't maybe go 3-1 up and make it a little bit more comfortable. But I think we had a good game plan tonight.
Yeah, you've obviously been playing at a higher level than them over recent years. Did it feel like that out on the pitch, that you have more than them?
Yeah, well, no, not really. I mean, they like we still went 1-0 down, do you know what I mean? Still conceded first, and the pitch was the way it was. Can be a bit of a leveler. They're obviously at home, but like, we put all that aside, and I think it was quite a professional performance.
Talk about the goal. Did you see the keeper coming? It was a brave old header to stick it in there.
Yeah, I felt him coming. I wasn't sure exactly where he was, but I did think he was on his way. And yeah, like I said in a previous interview, that the running is the easy part. Josh did the hard part and put it on my head, and all I had to do was touch.
Was that a training ground move? Because you made that run from really deep.
No, that's just instinct. That's just seeing the space. I've been quite good at that over over the course of my career, at arriving at the right place at the right time. And
you don't get as much opportunity now in the new position that Wolves.
Not as much opportunity, and I don't mind that, to be honest. I don't necessarily need to be tearing up and down the pitch. If I see the opportunity, I will go for it, like today. So credit goes to Josh for that. That was a great ball.
A lacklustre second half from both sides meant Ireland couldn't add to their lead in the second half in Plovdiv. Troy Parrott was asked about that second half approach.
I feel like the players that we have in the change room, all of us can contribute to either defending well or to scoring goals or making goals. So I think that's not going to be the mentality. We went 1-0 down quite early, so what really? Like, we still have plenty of time. We turned it around really well. And then, as you said, we controlled the game from there on.
Obviously, a lot of the talk ahead of it was about how important this is, or is it important at all? What did you feel coming into camp in terms of how important it is to stay in League B, or is it more about building confidence towards the World Cup qualifiers?
No, it's definitely important to stay in Group B. I think what you said as well about building confidence, I think it's a mixture of both. I think, look, we spoke a lot about what we do in the lead up to the qualifiers, and I think for us the most important thing is to try and go on a run of winning games and playing well before that starts. So I think tonight was the first step on that, and hopefully it can continue.
Yeah, and there's a lot of rivalry for that number 9 position with Evan sitting on the bench and coming on, and Adamita doesn't get any game time at all tonight. How did the three of you get on across the week? Are you talking about fighting for that one position?
Nah, it's not something that we talk about. Look, we're all closer there, but yeah. Look, some things, they just are what they are. I think this is not the first time the team has changed, and I don't think it's going to be the last. So I think it's healthy competition between all of us, and we all want to do as best as we can to be on the pitch.
And you feel with the quality show tonight, there's an opportunity in Dublin on Sunday night to back it up, not just about progressing, but actually go and win the game and go through in convincing fashion?
Yeah, for sure. I actually believe that we could have maybe done that tonight. There's a few things that didn't go our way, and the pitch wasn't really too good, but I think back at the Aviva, we have a real chance to put a stamp on the game, so hopefully we can do it.
Bulgaria boss Ilyan Ilyev described the manner in which they conceded as absurd. Ilyev claimed there was a nervousness about his side that was unnecessary. Bulgarian midfielder Andrian Kraev says they need to make a good start in Sunday's second leg at the Aviva. He put the reason for their poor performance last night down to having too many players that don't play together enough, which hinders their ability to put decent combinations together. On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Owen Heary and Barry Murphy said Ireland appeared to be heading in the right direction under Heimir Hallgrimsson.
And the header goes over the bar.
Players knowing as soon as he's getting and doing that,
yeah,
when getting in the box here, like, you know, and even for the goal, deep cross at the back post, Parra pulls off, and an unbelievable little cushion pass back. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
One all. And the second goal, Doherty making runs in behind the centre forward. We've seen that in the first half a lot where people are making runs in behind, and even Parrott was making runs in behind the defence or down the side of the channels. And it's refreshing to see, like, you're like, Grant, we're not playing possession football in front of the players and not breaking them down. It's like every chance we get, we break them down by putting balls into the box.
Yeah.
To be fair to the two fullbacks as well, they do get at the back post. So if you've got wingers, you've got lads coming up the back post. Doherty's got a lot of goals coming in at the back post, and the other side as well. Brady's known for a goal. Like, so that is that added a little bit of threat.
It's like
as well.
The shackles were off. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a case of sitting in your position, don't go forward, keep possession, and we see what happens. Whereas these lads are known, get forward as much as you can. We have a defensive rock there. Fullbacks get in the back post. Wingers tucking in at times and making the extra man in midfield. So I think it was refreshing to see that we've annoyed a team that looked for 45 minutes
exactly
like a good old Irish. Well,
and you can hear lots more reaction to last night's game by becoming an Off the Ball member now.
Coming soon to your Off the Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous. Always will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
Liverpool goalkeeper Alisson is a doubt for Brazil's World Cup qualifier away to Argentina on Tuesday night. He was taken off with a suspected concussion after coming together with Davinson Sanchez in Brazil's 2-1 win over Colombia overnight. Alisson was replaced by Al Nassr goalkeeper Bento with 12 minutes to go. Brazil won the game with a Vinicius Jr. goal in the 9th minute of injury time to move within 4 points of table toppers Argentina. The old foes will meet again in Buenos Aires. Alisson's Liverpool teammate Ibrahima Konate was hooked at half-time on a disastrous night for France in Split. It was Konate's foul that led to an early Croatia penalty, which was saved by Mike Maignan. But first half goals from Ante Budimir and Ivan Perisic saw Croatia win the first leg of their Nations League quarterfinal 2-0. Germany's 2-1 win away to Italy came with bad news for Arsenal. Defender Riccardo Calafiori complained of a knee issue, having played the full 90 minutes of last night's game at the San Siro. Calafiori's Arsenal teammate Mikel Merino continued his fine goal-scoring form with an injury-time equaliser for Spain in their 2-2 draw away to the Netherlands. Calafiori will undergo tests today to determine the severity of that injury. Rasmus Højlund scored the only goal as Denmark beat Portugal 1-0 in Copenhagen, where Christian Eriksen missed a first-half penalty. A reminder, the winners of that tie will be in Ireland's World Cup qualifying group. Ireland's other two qualifying opponents were both beaten last night. Armenia lost the first leg of their Nations League BC promotion relegation playoff 3-0 at home to Georgia. Hungary lost 3-1 away to Turkey in the first leg of their AB promotion relegation playoff. Ahead of tonight's trip to Wexford, Kerry have added more international flavour to their attack. They've signed Finnish forward Emily Honkala. The 20-year-old has scored 10 goals in 33 appearances in the Finnish second tier. The early leaders Dundalk host Longford Town at Oriel Park tonight. Cove Ramblers also have an unbeaten record to protect ahead of their meeting with Athlone Town. Bray make the trip to Finn Harps and UCD will be at home to Treaty United. Those games all kick off at 8:15. Morgan Gibbs-White's been left out of the England matchday squad for tonight's first World Cup qualifier with Albania at Wembley. With a fully fit squad to choose from, Thomas Tuchel had to leave out three players. Joining Gibbs-White and watching from the stands will be Aaron Ramsdale and Jarrell Kwanzaa. Despite widespread criticism regarding his inclusion, it seems likely Jordan Henderson will add to his 81 international caps. Elsewhere in that group, Latvia play Andorra. Northern Ireland have a friendly at Windsor Park tonight against Switzerland. And Millie Turner has agreed a new 3-year deal with WSL side Manchester United. The defender's made 167 appearances for the club since she graduated through their academy, and her new contract will run until June 2028.
Arrogant perhaps is a fair word, and conceited certainly. I'm conceited in respect of having got a side like Derby from where we were, certainly, and worked bloody hard for 4 years and got them to where we are now. Now, I know I've not won a championship or anything like that, but you know, if Malcolm Allison and Don Revy are not proud, conceited, call it what you like about their achievements, I think there's something the matter with them. I think conceit and arrogance is part of a man's makeup. Perhaps I've got too much.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.